This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. Yes, a very successful buy and sell event at the Marion RSL last Saturday. Apart from the equipment and paraphernalia that changed hands, many friendships and acquaintances were remade and new ones struck up. I enjoyed the day immensely and was very happy to see that it went so well. A big thank you to Jeff, VK5JB, for the great work that he put in to make it a success. Additionally, a big thank you to all our members who contributed in any way during the day. Sales of the Lee Turner Estate items went well, with many moved on. There are still a couple of very expensive high-powered linear amplifiers for sale, if anybody is interested. Get in touch with Barry, VK5BW, for details. Thursday night's meeting went well with an excellent presentation on Wison, given by President Louis, VK5FLY. It's a really worthwhile organisation, and I encourage anybody who is at all interested to look up their webpage and consider joining up. You never know when you might be able to help if there's a disaster or some other calamity. They are having one of their regular barbecue get-togethers on Saturday the 29th of July at the North Glenelg Scout Hall. Get along for a good day with a free sausage and soft drink. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a place on the next John Dawes session on writing for radio, you need to drop me an email reserving your spot. We are hoping that we can get similar numbers to those who participated in John's last session. This one will be run on Saturday the 5th of August at 10 a.m. in the Hewitt Room at the Blackwood Uniting Church. Please see the flyer attached to the email for this. Next month, at the General Meeting on Thursday the 17th of August, we'll be having a presentation on astronomy by Kim Thalassoudis from the Astronomical Society of South Australia. More information on this in the coming weeks, but I assure you that it will be very interesting. We will also soon be emailing out the questionnaire that Paul, VK5PH, introduced to us on Thursday evening. This is your chance to tell us all about the good and bad and your hopes and expectations of the club. We are hoping that everybody will be honest and open in their responses. For those that don't have or use email, we will have hard copies at future Saturday sessions and club meetings. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net 147.00 on VK5RAD at 2000. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in. So please, come on, come up and join us. The boat anchor net on Tuesday nights is conducted by VK5LB on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the ANZA Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 015 UTC. With an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, and you have to wait your turn to give reports. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And that's all now from me, so stay happy and keep making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB with some news and notes on behalf of YSouth Australia and its committee. A date for your diaries and calendar. The next YSouth Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 29th of July 2023, which is next Saturday. The doors will be opening around 10 a.m. on the 29th of July for coffee and chat prior to the official proceedings down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnilg. Our presenter for the day will be Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5HSX from the South Coast Club. He'll be providing hands-on assistance to setting up your APRS programming settings on your APS radio or other equipment that you may have that is APRS capable. He'll also assist fellow ham operators in a practical session for ham radio operators to program the APRS settings in their equipment. This is a truly hands-on education skill sharing day. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. and no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance and seeing you on the day. We also like to thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. The next Wison event will be the MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held over the 16th to 17th September 2023 up at Tanunda and surrounds within the Barossa Valley region. There are still volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event by contacting the President of WISA Australia via the contacts links of the WISA SA webpage, or just Google us or check WISA SA out on Facebook. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on WISA volunteer link. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISA South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, or seeing you down at North Gunnilg on the 29th of July for the Wison SA Social Get-Together and Practical Skills Day. 73 all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, for the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. To start off this week, I have something a little different. Keen club member and avid DXer David, VK5DG, also VK3TUN, is on Norfolk Island until the 27th. I will now read from his QRZ.com page at VK5DG9. I quote, Norfolk Island, my first vacation-style de-expedition. Dates, 21st to the 27th of July 2023. All contacts will be made via satellite. Priority will be given to GreenCube IO-117, but I hope to use the LEOs AO-91, Tevil Series PO-101, RS-44, and AO-7. What I hope to achieve in order of difficulty. Getting to Norfolk Island with all my gear intact. Making satellite contacts from both grid squares RG30 and RG31. Four contacts to qualify Mount Bates for SOTA. More contacts to qualify Norfolk Island National Park for VKFF, POTA and WWFF awards. Ultimately, even more contacts to earn VUCC. This will be a purely portable operation, so I am at the mercy of the weather. Antennas will be manually tracked, but the radio will be under computer control. All contacts will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. If not at Norfolk Island, then when I get home. I will also try to update this page between satellite passes. EQSL confirmations will be done when I get home. Disclaimer: every effort will be made to contact as many as possible. However, this may not happen due to any of the following: flat battery, broken coax and other cables, stuff left at home, weather extremes, road closures, wildlife ranging from ants to large mammals, flattened antennas, cancelled flights, lost luggage, mud, swarming bees, bushfires, floods, black ice, dry lightning, broken tripods, sleep deprivation, wrongly set alarm clock, trees, mountains, silent satellites, bad caps, etc. Don't ask me how I know. Unquote. If you are into working fellow amateurs via satellite, give David a call. The coffee and the chat mornings continue to be popular, with attendances fluctuating between 6 and 12. This is a completely informal gathering held each Thursday morning in our excellent club rooms. Kick-off is at 10 a.m. and they usually wind up at around 10:30 to 11. If you are in the area, pop in and say hi. Our club rooms are in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, in the old Reedy Park Primary School. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les VK5KLD with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday night, on the 28th of July, there will be a presentation at the North East Radio Club by Tim, VK5ZT, from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Now, he will be telling us all about using optical communications, and it's going to be called Light Talkers. So get to the North East Radio Club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West. Get there about 7:15 p.m. for a good seat. And as usual, there'll be plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Now, after a period of intense staring at his Pirelli calendar, Sir Lunchalot has noticed that Friday the 29th of September is a fifth Friday. So we'll be all going out to have lunch at a suitable venue. Now, there'll be more details about this once Sir Lunchalot's eyes have stopped watering. Well, that's all we have for this week. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last night we had our AGM, which included a great presentation by Paul Simmons on the Troubridge Island de-expedition. A recording of this talk is available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel, and you can also find it on our website. Thanks again to Paul for presenting on what sounded like a fun activation. Our 25th anniversary special event callsign, VI25AREG, is still active, and as of this weekend, we've logged over 2,000 contacts and are extremely close to having achieved DXCC with the callsign, which means having worked over 100 different countries. Upcoming activations of the callsign include this Sunday morning on 6 metres on 53.1 MHz AM mode around about 10:30 a.m. and it will also be used on the Tuesday night VKDMR net on Talk Group 505, starting around 6:30 p.m. local time. Coming up next weekend, on Sunday the 30th of July, we're running a VI25AREG Picnic in the Park event at the Parawira Conservation Park, and all are welcome. We plan to set up a few HF stations and activate the park for the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Award, while having a barbecue lunch. I'm also told there might even be some 25th anniversary cake coming along. We'll also have a fox hunting course set up around the area, with plenty of equipment for anyone wanting to try out fox hunting for the first time. This should all be starting around about midday, and you can find out more information about our location within the park on the AREG website. Still on VI25AREG, we're also planning a Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch. This will be launch number 60 for Project Horus, and we're currently planning to fly an SSTV image transmitter on FM, along with a new high-quality imagery payload. The launch dates for this are tentatively scheduled for Sunday the 13th of August, but this could slip a week depending upon weather. You can find out about all these upcoming VI25AREG events by checking the blog post on the AREG website. Finally, our next general business meeting will be on August the 18th, and the presentation will be from Dave Neudeck, entitled Ionosphere 101. Dave will cover the general theory of ionospheric propagation and how you can make use of various free tools provided by our local Space Weather Service and others. As usual, you can find out more about all these events by visiting the ARIG website at www.arig.org.au.
The Adelaide RLP node 6214, which is accessed via the VK5 RSB 70 centimetre repeater, is now open without the need for the prefix code. As of 1400 hours on the 22nd of July 2023 VK5 local time, the prefix access code has been switched off and access to the RLP node is now open to all licensed amateur radio operators. All users who have previously been issued the prefix code, please keep this confidential as it may be needed again in the future. If there is any ongoing deliberate interference to RLP QSOs or access via the VK5 RSB 70 centimetre repeater, the prefix code may be reinstated in an emergency action without notice. Access to the RLP node 6214 is via the VK5 RSB 70 centimetre repeater 439.900 MHz with the 91.5 Hz CTCSS. Now all the user needs to do is announce their call sign and their intention to link the RLP node and dial the DTMF address code for the desired destination node. When the QSO via the RLP has been completed, please close the link using the DTMF command 73. Enjoy using the RLP system.
This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.